Now we are returning to that story about the suspension of peat extraction in our bogs by Bord na Móna from today. The move, which is, of course has been long expected, does have consequences for the horticulture industry here, because supplies of peat for that industry will run out by the end of this year. Cian McCormack has been investigating.
I think it's going to cause particular problems in Ireland anyway. It wasn't a total surprise. We could see that the writing was on the wall the way things were going.
Kevin Mahon is Managing Director of Classman Dialman Ireland, based in Rathone, County Westmeath.
Our group, Classman Dialman, is the biggest producer of horticultural peat in Europe, yes, certainly.
He's a member of Growing Media Ireland, which represents the majority of the horticultural peat industry in the country, and his predictions are bleak.
Without being able to harvest peat, we just don't have a viable future. So we'll have exhausted our stockpiles of peat by the end of this year, as I think all the other companies in the sector will. So we just have, it won't make sense to import peat for us. So it's just not, we'll be out of business, really.
How many jobs are you talking about then in Ireland?
We employ 72 people here.
There is a move away from horticultural peat, but some industries still depend on it. Again, Kevin Mahon.
We are using alternatives, and Classman Dialman, we actually have peat-free products as well. But the problem is you just will not achieve the same yields in commercial horticulture. So typically our peat-free growers are more sort of hobby or niche growers. To produce a consistent crop of commercial quality, you know, where the last plant needs to be as good as the first, really you need a consistent material, and peat really is the only thing that we have that offers that consistency. So peat has been is such a safe, consistent material, and like I should say, 47% of our production goes into the food sector, so it's used for growing herbs, lettuce, young vegetable plants. In Ireland in particular, now we're not involved in the mushroom sector, but there really is no alternative to using the mushroom casing, which is very heavy dark peat. So like that, it wouldn't make any sense to import that into Ireland just because the cost of transport will be so expensive. So it'll be much, much cheaper to import mushrooms than to import the peat to grow them here. My expectation is that we supply a lot of lettuce growers in Ireland. I don't think it'll be viable to grow lettuces or mushroom in Ireland if you cannot get peat in Ireland. We're going to be out of peat by the end of this year, so that's really, the sector will be closed down.
Kieran Walsh, CEO of Gold Circle Mushrooms in Monaghan, is concerned too.
Yes, I would have concerns of availability of peat for our mushroom farms, you know, and into the future, like you mean, as simple as that. I would have concerns because it's the main growing medium that we use with compost in the farms.
The Specialist Nursery Association has seen a gradual move away from horticultural peat in recent years. Jerry Harford of the Camolin Potting Shed Nursery in County Wexford.
There is a push, a movement away from peat. There is still a dependency in Ireland on peat. It has to change. Consumers will be pushing for a peat-free, more of a peat-free compost. It will change. And we do realise that we cannot keep mining the peat bogs forever and have an environment that is conducive to the next generation, shall we say.
And that's Jerry Harford from the Camolin Potting Shed Nursery in County Wexford, ending that report by Cian McCormack. RTE.